ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You having any of it?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And now, as we enter the year of 2013, combat sports is back on television, network television. You've got the UFC on Fox TV. You've got boxing on CBS and NBC. Combat sports, the comeback sport of the year. As far as boxing was concerned, the boxing end of it, for 2012. Yeah, there weren't too many great fights, but the fights put forth, people tuned into it, and they were interested. Floyd Mayweather got a good audience this year. Manny Pacquiao had decent audiences twice, but they are declining from his days as the, you know, the iconic figure of boxing that he was. He's really not anymore. I mean, he's sort of like a has-been. I mean, I've told you this. 3 years now, Manny Pacquiao has been fighting on memory, fighting on reputation, fighting on the backs of old men, old guys who were tired and couldn't make weight and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not coming up with excuses. I'm just telling you the truth. Oscar De La Hoya, 147, stupid move, Oscar. That diet, man, that diet was about as smooth a move as you taking those pictures in drag. Another move, you know. How about Antonio Margarito, 150 pounds with him? Made Cotto come down to 45. Manny Pacquiao should have an asterisk next to his name in the boxing record books because of these catch-weight fights. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do. You step into it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Super Stroke Land Band, you hit it, boys. Yeah, the Tower Power horn section. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My next soul vaccination at towerofpower.com comes tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow will be the first weekend of January. And, of course, I will have a new song. It is a version of Soul Vaccination Live from 1997 in the band. Of course, that is headed for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, hopefully. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We do have open phone lines coast-to-coast, and they are toll-free. And toll-free means, like, it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you want to talk boxing in this hour, feel free to give me a call. We can do it. If you'd like to challenge me, and I've been challenged. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. I have been challenged on boxing matters and things like that before. So if you feel like you're in the challenging mood and you've got some stones in your pocket, give me a call. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I want to look back at 2012 just for a split second. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it because it's been done and done and done and done. But, you know, when you really think about boxing, I thought it made a comeback of sorts. It really did. I think the fact that it was on NBC television a few times, it was on CBS at least once, and I think that the fact that CBS went with a Mexican-American draw in Saul Alvarez, although he's as green as guacamole as far as becoming a world champion is concerned, even though he has the WBC title belt at 154 pounds, he is one hell of a draw. As far as reality TV and things like that, in Mexico, he is the bomb, okay? And he's becoming the bomb, per se, here in the United States when it comes to ratings in his fights. So that's why they put him on CBS. And it was a one-sided fight. Josito Lopez doesn't belong in the same ring with him, seeing he was a junior welterweight and maybe a lightweight. But he was steamrolled, and Alvarez is still undefeated and, you know, over 30 fights, and people are just, they're so impressed with him. But, you know, give it a break. But network TV, he did leave the card on network TV, so I want to give him his props for that. And, of course, NBC and Kathy Duva, main events. Russell Peltz as well in association. Of course, the Philadelphia-based promoter. Kathy Duva, the wife of the late Dan Duva, who started main events and main events monitor with his father, Lou Duva. And then, you know, in the 90s, it was the 90s, Dan Duva died of brain cancer. And Dan Duva and I were tight. We'd do radio, and he'd have his kids sitting on his lap, and, you know, we did that often. But he was personable with some, he offended other people. He was very, very somewhat offensive at times. But he was offensive with a Harvard-like orator. In other words, he would try to talk over, and he talked over. Not talking over people in boxing is not that difficult. But, of course, Kathy Duva has now got main events, and main events is no longer has Lou Duva involved because Lou Duva and Dino Duva, who was Dan Duva's brother, And remember, they're all the sons of Lou Duva. Both the sons of Lou Duva filed suit against Kathy Duva and tried to take over the company that her husband had left to her. I think he left her like 55% or 60%, and Pat English, the attorney, I believe, got 10%. This is what if my memory serves me correctly, something like that. And then Dino and Lou would split the remaining portions of the company. Well, they weren't happy with that, the way that pie was split up. They took it to court. The Duvas no longer speak. The kids no longer see their grandfather and things like that. So the family's been splintered by this lawsuit. But she came back, and I'll tell you, she's always had an open ear there at NBC. I don't know if Kevin Monahan is still the guy that's calling the shots at NBC, what they call it, 30 Rockefeller Plaza. But, you know, he's been a supporter of boxing in the past. He'll work with boxing when boxing works for him. That's the way Kevin Monahan is. I mean, he always has been that way. If it can work for him, he'll take it. That's why boxing hasn't been on NBC for a long time, because it was demographic deficient. That's a good way to put it. It just didn't have it. And the reason why is that the sponsors wouldn't back it. So the sponsors couldn't go out and figure out, well, these people that are watching boxing, how do we target them? Do we want to target them? I mean, the beer companies even cut back. Think about it. They're spending all their money on the NFL. But in 2012, at the same time, while these other entities seem to be cutting back, the boxing game sort of got up off the deck, I think, and did pretty good numbers for the year. I mean, my website did okay. I had a couple lapses when, of course, Emmanuel Stewart's death in October into early November just put me into a state of depression. And, of course, the end of the year holidays, and we won't pick things up until probably about the second week of January is when we get back going again after the holiday season. But the bottom line is boxing did well in 2012. NBC, CBS, Showtime Championship Boxing coming forth with some great boxing. Of course, Steven Espinosa, the man over there. HBO not doing so good. You know, I mean, you wouldn't give HBO like an A for 2012. You wouldn't. First of all, they canned Larry Merchant. And whether you want to believe that he walked away on his own or not, I don't. I think that when he signed it, here's what's up. They tried to fire him 3 years ago. They tried to get rid of Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew. I mean, the godfather. They tried to get rid of him 3 years ago. Okay, but they weren't ready for the public backlash, and the public blew back big time. And Larry's kept his job for another 3 years. But at that time, HBO or Time Warner, the parent company, whatever it happens to be, told him that we're going to give you 3 years, and in 3 years you just got to walk away. Well, nobody thought the 3 years would go as fast as they did. And Larry's still on top of his game. I mean, I'm serious. What did he say about Mitt Romney? And he was sitting there in the crowd at the Manny Pacquiao fight. He's sitting with the 47%. I mean, who would come up with a line like that? Classic Merchant, just classic Larry Merchant, okay? He's on top of his game. Yeah, he's getting up there in age. But that doesn't mean he can't hold his own. You know, I'm serious. Unlike 50 Cent. Yeah, that rapper turned boxing promoter that plummeted, or I wish he had plummeted, that came into the ring for that Yuri Gamboa fight a few weeks ago on a cable suspended from the ceiling. Too bad. I shouldn't say that. Yeah, all right. All right. I'll tell you. Remember when Owen Hart fell from the ceiling in that WWE event? Yeah, well, I wasn't looking away from the screen and not hoping that 50 Cent wouldn't have a little problem like that. Not that I wanted him to get killed, but, you know, here's a guy that's making millions of bucks, and he seems to be a smart guy. His name is Curtis Jackson. He seems to be a smart guy, okay? But as far as singing is concerned, he couldn't carry a note if you put it in his hand. He just doesn't have it. I was like, oh, Paul, I couldn't believe it. The first time I'd ever heard anything he'd done, and he came down rapping into the ring, and I said to myself, man, this guy's a zero. But he's almost a billionaire, so who's a zero? I guess I am. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, 50 Cent can't hold a note. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll get the Twitter thing up and going in a second. Let's see. Yeah, twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk. Oh, I want to say hello to my folks down there, man. Got to say this. Welcome the crew from KXPS 1010 in Palm Springs, California. Want to say hello to GM down there, Brian Jewett. Hey, Brian, I used to hang out in Palm Springs when I worked out with Roberto Duran back in the 1980s. Yeah, that's when I was whooping Duran's butt up there at the Palm Canyon Hotel. Well, you can believe one part of that. I was with Roberto Duran at the Palm Canyon Hotel, but I definitely wasn't whipping his butt. You are tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and of course, the American Forces Network, open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Utica, New York in the house on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Do what it wants, give him what it wants. Respect comes to you.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses, so I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk, and he walks the walk.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Darkest of night. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him. been for so long. Oh, super
fat. It ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. The Mixed Martial Arts Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which airs at 12 noon Pacific time on Saturdays, will feature King Kyle Kingsbury, the light heavyweight contender, and of course, of the UFC, and the analyst supreme. I mean, this guy's got it down. He breaks MMA down like few people can. So we'll have Kyle on in that hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Boxing Hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday mornings. Of course, we rock each and every Saturday and Sunday, because Sunday we come back with another show right here on the Esports Byline Broadcast Network, in which we combine boxing and mixed martial arts into 1 hour, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, lots of things to talk about in the world of boxing. We can talk about fights of the year for 2012. What do we think about 2013? Of course, 2013 kicks off January 19th with an HBO card from Madison Square Garden. And funny, you would see these two guys fight in Madison Square Garden. Orlando Salido, a Mexican that really can't draw, but he can fight. I was just with him a couple of months ago in Hollywood, Florida, at the Hard Rock Hotel for a convention, the WBO convention, the 25th annual. And he can fight. He's rough. He took out Juan Manuel Lopez, then undefeated, and knocked him out once and knocked him out again. He's like 39-11. He's been stopped five times. He's got 27 stops and two draws. Okay, I mean, he's the real deal. I mean, but with a horrible record. One of those guys that came up the wrong way. Now, he's taken on a kid that's highly liked by the boxing establishment, per se, Mikey Garcia, Oxnard, California. Of course, the brother, I believe, of Roberto Garcia, the former IBF junior lightweight champion of the world, the man that lost the championship to the late Diego Corrales. Mikey's a pretty good fighter. He's like 30 and zip with 26 stops, and you know he's coming off TKOs of Jonathan Victor Barrios and a KO of Mauricio Pastrana. But, you know, when you look at the Pastrana fight, and I gauge that to a certain extent as far as determining talent is concerned, he knocked out Pastrana in two rounds. Big deal. This is a former flyweight champion, 112-pound champion, fighting now at 126 pounds, which is, you know, light years away from 112 pounds. Although, in day and era, we've got fighters jumping weight classes. Back in the day, it wasn't, how can we put this, socially acceptable, because it didn't happen, because it was almost impossible. I mean, the greats jumped weight classes. Now today, mediocre fighters jump weight classes, but the greats jump weight classes. Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Robinson. He tried, of course, to win a light heavyweight championship and just couldn't get off. Just ball petered out. Joey Maxim just, and the heat just killed Ray. So Ray was never able to move up from 160 to 175 and become champion, but he was welterweight king as well. And he went undefeated at welterweight. I mean, he was a magnificent fighter. Roberto Duran, undefeated as a lightweight champion. Of course, lost that non-title fight to Esteban De Jesus. Came back and stopped De Jesus twice in subsequent fights. He moved up in weight, did well. Ray Leonard did okay. I mean, Ray Leonard did beat Marvin Hagler in 1985 after moving from 147 to 154 pounds and retiring at 154 with a detached retina circa 1982, late 1982, early 1983. Came back for a fight in 1984, May, I believe, in Lowell, Massachusetts with a guy named Kevin Howard. And they fought with thumbless gloves. You know, this was just, Ray was calling the shots. Ray, like, called the size of the ring, the locale, the TV. You know, Ray was calling all the shots, told Kevin Howard, look, I'll give you a certain amount of money if you come try to fight me. Try to fight me. Well, Kevin Howard didn't try to fight him. Kevin Howard did fight him. Kevin Howard put Ray Leonard down that night. They were fighting with thumbless gloves because Ray was leery of thumbs, of course, after having a detached retina. That's, of course, what caused his first retirement. And then Ray Leonard took, like, 3 years off before coming back in 1987 and fighting Marvin Hagler. Yes, he did beat Marvin Hagler in April of, what was it, 1987. Man, it's a long time ago. And, of course, it was a split decision over 12 rounds. Lou Filippo, my buddy, the late referee and judge from Los Angeles, California, famous for those fights at the Forum and, of course, the Olympic Auditorium. But he had the fight for 2 points for Hagler. He thought Hagler's aggression was a key to the fight. Well, I thought Hagler's aggression was somewhat dwarfed, per se. It wasn't like the monster that he was against Alan Mentor and things like that. He's just or Tommy Hearns. He was sort of like a passive Marvin Hagler. So I didn't think that the corner did a good job that night. I don't think Marvin Hagler was like at his peak at that point in time. I think he had declined. I think that's why he didn't come back. But he lost a 12-round split decision, 115-113 both ways for Leonard, two times for Leonard and one time for Hagler, making a split decision. Had Hagler stuck to his guns and not sold his soul to the devil, that fight would have been 15 rounds. It was a 15-round era. It was still 15-round fights. Marvin Hagler was still defending his title in 15-round bouts, okay? But he got the WBC to sanction this fight for 12 rounds because the WBC wanted to go back to 12 rounds for the safety of the fighter, which I can see and I can't see. I think there was a move to entice television, network television back then, to bring on boxing because they could fit boxing into one-hour programming. But when you think about it, they really couldn't fit it all into one-hour program because you had to do an interview, you had to do a pre-fight build-up, then you had to do a post-fight wrap. So if you did all that, it probably couldn't fit it into an hour with a 12-round fight. But Suleiman, Senor Suleiman, silly man, president for life for the World Boxing Circus or the We Be Clowns or the World Boxing Council, I forget which one it's called, okay? He determined through the UCLA Medical Center that 15-round fights were dangerous. The other sanctioning bodies followed suit, the IBF being the last, and I think I saw the last 15-round title fight in Mexicali, Mexico, in the late 1980s when Jorge Paez beat Calvin Grove in a rematch. Calvin Grove, one time the IBF featherweight champion, Silky Smooth. Yeah, he was Silky Smooth up until running into Paez. And then, of course, the one fight with that first fight with Paez when he was knocked down, what, like twice in the 15th round, and this one referee, one judge called it a 10-6 round for the score and things like that. That was the determining factor that got Jorge Paez, a circus clown in his family circus in Mexicali, Mexico. That's what got him the IBF featherweight title. Of course, that's 126 pounds. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Let's take it to Fort Collins, Colorado. I'm bringing Pablo. What's up, my man, Pablo? How are you?
Hey, what's up there, Pedro?
Life treating you good?
Yeah, pretty well.
Okay, talk to me.
I just wanted to talk to you about Pacquiao Mayweather.
Okay, it ain't never going to happen. We're going.
Yeah, well, I think he had an asterisk in front of Pacquiao's name. I have to disagree with you. I think that asterisk should be for being a genius.
Okay, talk to me. Why he's a genius? Genius with a
yellow. Mayweather would have murdered him.
All right, you're right. So you're trying to tell me a genius with a yellow streak, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the guy's a genius because Mayweather would have murdered him.
Yeah.
I mean, if Marquez knocked him out like that, Mayweather's a much smarter boxer.
Much faster.
Yeah, much faster, much smarter. I think that he did the right thing.
I know. And I don't disagree with you. As I said on the show and in the past, that, you know, Floyd Mayweather would be arrested for domestic violence. He would beat up on Manny Pacquiao so easy. And that's why the fight wasn't made. That's why they kept putting these roadblocks up. I mean, they could have fought May the 5th of 2012, okay, at the MGM Grand. But Manny didn't want to, you know, take any of Floyd's demands. Even though Floyd said, okay, in the initial negotiations, Floyd said any weight over 147 pounds, I'll pay you millions of bucks. I think it was either 1 million or 2 million a pound. And he said, fine, Manny demanded that. So when he demanded that Manny take drug tests, Manny said no. Look, Manny is a marginal fighter. Oh, I'm going to hear some heat on that from the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear him jumping up and down right now. But no, he's not a Roberto Duran type of fighter. He's not an Alexis Guerra-Arguello type of fighter. Yeah, he's going to make the Hall of Fame, but I'm not all that impressed with Manny Pacquiao. I think he was an opportunistic fighter. So how you listen to us today in Fort Collins?
The radio on the internet.
I know. That's fantastic, man.
Yeah, you listen to Sirius a lot, but you guys are not Sirius.
Okay, are you, is it cold back there? Colorado, is it freezing or what?
It's like, I would say right now it's really 30.
Oh, okay. Is that summertime in Colorado? In the wintertime or what?
No. It's wintertime.
Okay.
It's like the warmest it gets. It's like, it's kind of weird because here there's a lot of sun every time, so the snow melts really fast.
Yeah. So, Pablo, do they have any boxing in Fort Collins?
No.
In Denver?
They had women's fights once. In Denver? Yeah, in Denver they did. They had a few USA Tuesday night fights.
Anyway, Pablo, I got to run. All the best to you, and I thank you so much for your call. All the best. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to talk to you again.
You're doing a great job, Pedro. You're doing a great job.
Hey, I truly appreciate that. Thank you for the accolades. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, and yes, often imitated but never duplicated, here I sit, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Heaven. Must be missing an angel. Missing one angel child. Cause you're here with me right now. Your heaven.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The American boxer, Clay here, certainly in control of the bout at the moment, but he does have his bad moments as Cooper comes in with that left hand. Oh, he's only just out of range with this one, just over the top of Clay's crinkly hair. Just seconds left of this fourth round, and it's Clay poking out one, two left hands, and then getting a good left hand from Cooper in return. A very solid one there by Cooper into Clay's face. Now, Clay tries to come back the left foot, and Clay is down! Cooper has downed him! Oh, a beautiful punch there! And as the bell goes, Clay had just been dropped by a beautiful punch from Cooper.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
As history will tell us regarding the first Cassius Clay, then Cassius Clay, now Muhammad Ali, Henry Cooper fight, I think it was 1962 or 3, after getting dropped by Henry Cooper, Sir Henry Cooper, he's recognized by the Queen, the late Henry Cooper, great left hooker. After Clay got dropped, Ali got dropped, he went back to his corner and he was like on Queer Street. That's the best way I could describe it. So there was a little rip in his glove, allegedly, and Angelo Dundee admits to opening the glove up further. In other words, you know, ripping, making the tear a little bigger. There are those that thought that Angie cut the hole in the glove with his scissors in the corner. I didn't see that. I looked at the film. I didn't see that. But Angelo Dundee did exploit the fact that there was a hole in Cassius Clay slash Muhammad Ali's glove, and the fight was put on hold as they went looking for another pair of gloves. So about 15 minutes transpired. They couldn't find another pair of gloves, so Ali and Cooper went on, and of course Ali would go on to stop Cooper on cuts. Henry's shortcoming was the fact he was a smallish heavyweight, and he cut easy. Speaking of guy that cuts easy, my next guy needs a cut, man, every time he goes in the bathroom. I'm talking about when he shaves. KP, Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. What's up, Kev?
How much? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just thought I would throw a jab at you to begin with. 2012 is now boxing toast. Most unheralded event of 2012, which you think didn't get the got the least amount of news, which probably deserved more news or more attention. Can you think of an incident?
What, a fight that should have got more attention?
No, an event, a fight, something in 2012 that we haven't heralded in these end of the year awards, something we missed.
I think something probably that just kind of got overlooked. I never really heard about the end of the year, and it kind of brought John Signorella brought to my attention when he his last article about fights he was looking forward to in 2013, and he mentioned the most significant fight at 175, and he said Tavares Cloud and Chad Dawson, and it was interesting when he brought that up because one thing that I think people seem to just slips their mind is that fight with Gabriel Campillo and Tavares Cloud. And I think you can make a great case that Campillo is probably the guy to beat at the weight. I mean, the guy's lost about, I think, four fights in his career. Three of them are pretty much a heist.
Guns to his head.
Yeah, he's a very good fighter. He's kind of one of those guys that he comes from Spain and doesn't really have much of a fan base. So, I mean, he pretty much has to knock a guy out to get a draw. So he's the guy that's really the fight. That's the event that I think people just kind of overlooked. That's the guy who's probably, I think, the best guy at 175 pounds.
Because
he probably deserves to be in a big HBO main event if HBO has any type of
integrity?
I don't know what the words he could use, but okay. Respect but, for the division, he could say.
Okay, what we're trying to say here, folks, and we didn't say it clearly enough, Tavares Cloud was a points winner after 12 rounds in a fight in which he was licked like a stamp, with the exception of the first round. I mean, licked like a stamp. The combinations that Campillo threw were, I don't mean to try to say that he was like Ray Leonard, but for a 175-pounder from Spain, I was absolutely amazed at his ability to throw punches in combination and to land and to get away from blows. And he's a slick dude, and I think he's the uncrowned champion of the world. Now, the fight I was going to bring up that I think people forgot about is Richard Abril and Brandon Rios, that heist in Las Vegas. I mean, the two judges that gave the fight to Rios now admit that they erred, and, oh, we screwed up. But, you know, it's already in the ticket. It's already in the record books. Brandon Rios won that fight over Richard Abril, and I think it cost Richard Abril money, because had he had his hand raised that night, he'd have made more money in his next fight than he did, or than he will.
Yeah, that's definitely true, and I mean, it's pretty sad, but at the same time, I think Abril is going to get an HBO date. The problem with Abril is he's not the type of, he's not necessarily a TV-friendly fighter.
Yeah, I feel you.
He's very good. I mean, he's got good boxing skills. He's defensively sound.
Well, Pernell Whitaker
would control the pace of a fight.
Kev. Pernell Whitaker was almost all of that, and yet he was able to get all kinds of fights on HBO. Sometimes he stunk to join out.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, but part of that is when a guy doesn't have a big name promoter, he can't really wave his magic wand and get dates on HBO. I mean, you see guys who are not really all that good, and they get on HBO, just because they have a promoter. I'll use a perfect example is Miguel Vasquez, who's the IBF lightweight champion. I mean, that guy is one of the most horrendous guys to watch on television. And I've seen him on HBO twice. I mean, I think he was on pay-per-view. One was on a pay-per-view undercard.
No, that was a card. That was a card where they paid you to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
So, yeah, I mean, he's with Top Rank, or he's with a certain promoter, and he's got a belt. So he can kind of use the belt as some type of leverage. So I see your point of view that the belt state, they do matter. If he had that that strap around his waist and he had that that W in the win column over Rios, I mean, that definitely shows a lot. And it's funny because a lot of people, it's, you know, they cry robbery and this and that, but then, you know, a year from now, somebody's going to go and box wreck and they're going to see a loss and they're not going to remember that he got ripped off pretty bad.
BoxRec, what Kevin was talking about, is the free records website, BoxRec.com, BoxRec.com. They're like the number one site in boxing as far as I'm concerned, so check them out, BoxRec.com, records, history, they've got it all there. Now let's talk about January 19th, HBO Championship Boxing returning to the Mecca of boxing. Last time they were there, Austin Trout, you know, handed their... basically, their hometown hero, although he's from Puerto Rico. I'm talking about Miguel Cotto, his head over 12 rounds. Back in the Mecca, MSG, Madison Square Garden, on top, Orlando Salido. Man, what a guy. 39-11, been stopped 5 times, 2 draws, 27 KOs. Stopped Juan Manuel Marquez, not once, but twice. Taking on Mikey Garcia, 30-0, 26 whacks. Salido being a Mexican national. Mikey Garcia being a Mexican-American out of Oxnard, California. Kev, I want to lean towards Salido here, even though I think the talent and the youth are with Mikey. I just don't think Mikey's done enough for me yet.
I lean towards Salido, and I guess part of the reason why is, I don't know, Garcia just seems kind of ordinary to me. I mean, he seems like one of those guys that he kind of needs, like, he's kind of like a horse, like, in the sense where he kind of needs someone to really whip him into action. I mean, he's really relaxed, which is a good thing, but at the same time, that could be a detriment when he's fighting a guy like Salido. I mean, Salido, he's an animal in there. He takes a pretty good shot. He is kind of easy to hit, but the thing is, Garcia, we don't know how well he takes a punch, and he hasn't really been against too many very good opponents. Yep. I mean, he's been with a couple decent guys, but no world beaters, and the thing with Salido is Salido's been in with a lot of world-class fighters. I mean, he's been in with Gamboa. He went the distance with him. He's beaten Juan Manuel Lopez twice. He beat Robert Guerrero, but he did test positive for steroids. But still, you know, he's been in the ring with the guy. He's also went 12 rounds with Juan Manuel Marquez, and he didn't look bad in that fight, but Marquez is just a better fighter. All those fights are at 126. So the biggest question mark here is, how long can Salido comfortably make 126 pounds? That's going to be, I think, the biggest question mark there. Is Salido have to drain himself to make 126? I don't know. I mean, he's been fighting at that weight for several years.
I saw him.
Logic tells you that you go with Salido, but the young guy usually is where the logic is supposed to go.
Okay, I was with Salido in November at the WBO convention down there in Orlando, Florida, 25th annual, I want to mention that. 25 years, the WBO is going strong. Of course, they are one of our sponsors. I want to mention that as well. And he looked like he was about 155. He looked big. I mean, he was a big little, for a little guy, he was big. I mean, just humongous for a featherweight. So if he gets down to weight, it should be one hell of a fight. And, of course, Mikey Garcia, unproven yet, you're right. None of the guys he's fought are standout or future Hall of Famers, things like that. On the same card, Double G. Guy's got an amateur pedigree. I'm talking about middleweight Gennady Golovkin. 24. Did I say that right, Kev? 24-0.
Gennady Golovkin, I think.
Yeah, see, nobody says it right. Who knows?
Yeah.
I guess you got to wait for Michael Buffer to say it to see where exactly.
We'll just go with Triple G. How about that?
Okay, Triple G, good enough. 24-0, 21 KOs, taking on Gabriel Rosario, 21 and...
Gabriel Rosado.
Yeah, Gabriel Rosado, 21 and 5, stop Gabriel Rosado. 21 and 5, you stop once with 13 KOs. That's a walkover fight, isn't it?
If Triple G's the real deal, it is, just because Rosado is a natural 154-pounder. But the thing is, Rosado is like one of those old-school fighters. I mean, he started boxing without a real promoter. He had to fight a lot of solid prospects early in his career. So he didn't come up the easy way. I mean, he's taken a lot of tough fights. I think the one stoppage loss he had was against Alfredo Angulo, but he was pretty raw at that time. I mean, he hadn't had a lot of professional experience. I don't think he had much of an amateur background. So he built himself up the hard way. And I think that in itself is a major advantage for him. I don't think he's going to be taken back by the lights or anything like that. I think he's always been the opponent for the most part. So I think he'll be comfortable with that. I think just the fact that he's not a 160-pounder and Golovkin is a huge puncher, that's going to be a big problem. But Rosado, he handles himself well. He's a pretty good boxer. He can punch a little bit. We'll see how – and Golovkin's kind of easy to hit. So we'll see if he can carry – and also Rosado is a much taller fighter. So he has tools that he can use to possibly win the fight. I just don't know if he can walk through Golovkin. He's a monstrous puncher.
Okay, you brought up Juan Manuel Lopez. We both did. Of course, the Puerto Rican, we thought he was sensational when he was like 31 and zip. Now he's 31 and 2, 2 stops, 28 KOs. He's taking on a guy by the name of Aldemar Silva Santos out of Brazil. Usually when they bring these guys from Brazil with a nice record, they usually can't punch, as indicated by his record, 18 and 3. He's been stopped twice with 9 KOs. Of course, Lopez had one win over a guy named Rodolfo France, who was something like 1 and 14, if you can believe that. And that was in December of 2012. Of course, come back in the two knockouts, two vicious knockouts from that young man, Orlando Salido. So what happens here? Is Juan Ma ever going to be able to come back, or was he just a flash in the pan, or was I overestimating his ability to begin with?
I don't know if you overestimated his ability. I think the bottom line is he's a puncher, and most guys who are punchers lack defensively, and I think that's the biggest problem. He was a pretty good boxer. He's a guy that got, I think, two or three first-round knockouts within 1 year, and, I mean, the guy fell in love with his power. And what happened was he kind of abandoned his boxing skills, and now he just tries to go for knockouts. And when he found a guy in Salido who could take his punches, he was in real trouble. And I think that's what happened. I think if he fights other guys that don't take a punch as well and who don't punch as hard as Salido does, I think he'll do well. So sometimes it's just some guys find styles that really don't mesh with theirs, and I think Salido he's a hard man. I mean, that's a style that just doesn't work with the way that Lopez fights. I mean, Salido's going to keep coming, to keep throwing punches. He doesn't care if he gets hit. He throws defense out the window to land his punches, and those guys can be dangerous if they could take a shot.
He is good at what he does, and that is Analyze Boxing. Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. KP, all the best.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, Montel Williams here for the revolutionary new Living Pure Heater. Are you ready for winter? Forecasts are for record cold. That means that your heating bills are going to go right through the roof. That's why you need the Living Pure Heater. Now you can stay warm and save money. And you don't have to heat the entire house. The Living Pure Heater is a portable 4-in-1 heating system that heats up to 1,000 square feet. It's also a humidifier, an air filter, and an air purifier. The heater is totally safe around kids and pets, plus it's whisper quiet. Take it from me, Montel Williams. Stay warm, save money with the Living Pure Heater. Call now and try it risk-free for a full 60 days. Plus, you'll save $300 with our special introductory pricing, so don't wait. call right now.
Call 1-800-206-0915. That's 1-800-206-0915. Again, 1-800-206-0915.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Why, no, not at all. Go right ahead.
Smooth sounds of the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose circa 1975, I want to say. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Dr. Restico Jimenez, a neurologist, the president of the Private Association of Hospitals of the Philippines, appearing on various radio stations in the Philippines, a big network, said that he wants Manny Pacquiao to retire, claiming that Manny is showing early signs of Parkinson's disease. Of course, that's what his trainer suffers from. That's what Muhammad Ali suffers from. It's, you know, a neurodegenerative disease that doesn't get any better. It just gets worse. Sometimes medication can put it in check. Sometimes it can't. Okay? Bad news. Oh, let's talk about Colorado for my man Pablo. Boxing returned into the Golden State. And it looks like Ghost Town Promotions is going February 16th at the Longmont Athletic Club in Longmont, Colorado. That's somewhere north of Denver. 8-round welterweight fight. Hometown fan Raul Carrillo, 10-1, 6 KOs. And Caesar the Rattlesnake Hogan, 9-3, 1 draw and 3 KOs. And that's going to be happening. So you got a card up there in Colorado. You boxing star fans in Colorado. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. I thank you so much.